Hello, and welcome to the Indian American Experience podcast. I'm your host, Bindiya Parikh. Let's get started. My guest today is Arun Puri. Arun is a resident of New Jersey, a proud dad of two adult daughters, and manages a fund. Let's hear the rest of his story from himself. Hi, Arun.
Hi, Bindiya.
Welcome to the podcast. And before we get into a conversation related to your Indian American heritage, let's just catch up a little. What did you do this weekend?
Weekend was awesome.
How come?
My wife and I went to a place which is not too far from our home, about an hour away, and it's really beautiful.
What is it?
It's New Hope, Lambertville, sort of New Jersey, Pennsylvania border. We just hung out, took it easy, relaxed by the river.
Funny, that's my kind of vacation too.
Yeah.
How's your day been going so far?
So far good. I mean, it's quiet, even though we're out of the summer, but it still seems very quiet in the markets.
Is that good or bad?
Quiet's not good. In my line of work, sort of do well for investors when things are not quiet, when things are getting out of sort of balance a little bit where we can make money for them. That's okay.
Now, even though I know a little bit about you, tell your listeners a little bit more about yourself. Were you born here or in India?
I was born in India. I moved to U.S. when I was, I guess, 23 years old for graduate school. So I've been here for a while now.
So do you remember what you consciously did to acculturate in order to feel comfortable in this country when you came here?
I would say consciously, not a whole lot. I think it was a very organic process for me because I came to the country to go to graduate school. My first interaction with Americans was people in similar situation as me in working on projects. So we were all focused on similar things, concerns were similar, objectives were similar. The only thing I had an issue with was not fully appreciating some of the culture, pop culture references. I had to have enough confidence and courage to ask people to explain what they meant. And as time went by and watching TV and becoming more part of the pop culture myself, those pop culture references became my own. And 30 plus years later, when I hire people who are a lot younger than me, I have watched Seinfeld. They don't understand the pop culture references that we make in the team with people who are same cohort. So it's sort of come full circle.
Yeah, very interesting. Now it's a generational thing.
Exactly.
With any other American. Yeah, that's very interesting. And I did introduce that you manage a fund. How long have you been in this line of work?
This is pretty much the only thing I've done. I started my career at a bank. And moved on to this group in 97, so almost 26 years. And been managing the fund for, actually, will be 25 years end of October.
Did you start your career here in the New York City metro area, or were you somewhere else before?
So I started my career in Charlotte, North Carolina. Started working for this bank, which now through mergers is Wells Fargo, and moved about 3 years into my career in New York City.
What brought you to Charlotte?
And that's where the job was. I had a buddy who went to grad school with me. He got a job and he sort of said, come on down. It's a lot of jobs here. When I graduated, the economy wasn't doing that great. Jobs weren't that plentiful, but Charlotte seemed to have been booming at that point. Sort of that's where I started.
Now, I do want to delve a little bit into the theme of the podcast. So as you recall your career, how much would you say your being of Indian heritage played into your professional life, if at all?
So I would say my first reaction would be not at all, but I don't think that's really true because it's really my Indian heritage that's sort of given me the value system, obviously supplemented and complemented by my experience here in the U.S., but the sort of foundation was laid in India and really, whether you want to call it Indian culture or whatever it was my sort of upbringing in India that made me who I am, how I think about things, how I approach things. So at some level, everything to do with my Indian heritage.
That's interesting that At first thought, you thought nothing. And then when you think about it, you're built up from what your Indian culture taught you and what it was around you and what you imbibe.
Yeah, I mean, I said initial thought was nothing because it's not front and center. I don't think about me being an Indian American or Indian American at any point, really consciously, but it's part of me. So in sort of initial gut reaction, all right, it's got nothing to do with me being Indian, but I mean, that's who I am.
So let's dwell on this a little more. Truly, like you said, your core was built in India before you came here, and you continued your growth journey here. But going back to that core of Indian culture or Indian values that you mentioned, what attributes come to your mind when you refer to them?
Yeah, and I view them as sort of core Indian values, but they might not be. They might be more universal, but I think what I have tried to live my life, both professional and personal, is really that one needs to focus on doing one's duty without too much focus on outcome. And I think that leads to stoicism, where you're not getting giddy with success and really down in the dumps if you don't achieve success. So keep things even keel, because I think one of the things get taught, or at least I learned, is that nothing is permanent. Things change.
Yeah.
Good things are followed by potentially bad things, and bad things are followed by good. I think it keeps your focus on your effort that you put in rather than the results.
Absolutely. Doesn't that even go back to what the Gita says, if you're familiar with that?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, it is I'm going to butcher it if I try to sort of recite the shalok, but yeah, definitely. I think Krishna is saying to Arjun, when he's hesitant to go fight his cousins, that you just need to focus on your duty. Don't worry about what the end result's going to be, and that's all you can do. So effectively, I mean, it's not, and we attribute Gita, but if you look at the Western culture, I think people do try to live their lives, or people do tell you that focus on things you can control. So I think it's pretty related to each other, but obviously I learned what I learned in India at early childhood, and it's just been reinforced. And not that I necessarily have really fully imbibed it, but I think that's what I try to achieve. It's not an easy thing to do.
Absolutely. I remember Karmanye Vadhikaraste Ma Phaleshu Kadachana.
Why?
We'll take credit for that. So along the same lines, let me ask you this. What do you attribute your success to in your professional life?
It's a difficult thing to isolate what attributes or what exactly leads to success, however you define it. But I can say you need a preponderance of luck, things going your way in the right sequence. But if you look at the beginning of a career, you have to assume a certain basic core competence for somebody to enter a profession. And from there, to set yourself up for possible success, one has to develop or have certain attributes, which could be inherent to your value system or certain skills you've developed. But these attributes generally are necessary, but not sufficient things to ensure success. Because a lot of people will have these attributes. You need, again, a lot of luck to get success. And you need a very strong support system at home where you have the ability to single-mindedly focus on achieving things that you set yourself to achieve.
That's well said. So then what are those necessary attributes that you referred to for you? What were they?
I think I had the luck of ending up in a profession that I'm passionate about. And that led me to have a relentless, almost tenacious pursuit of knowledge, develop skills to get an edge, and have the support system at home to let me put in the time to get there. And also, over the last few years, to steal from Nassim Taleb, I've tried to develop anti-fragility which effectively means where you actually get better under pressure. And some of the values that I've talked about earlier, sort of just focusing on doing your duty and being stoic, has helped me keep my sanity in this profession, because you get handed a report card with big wins and big losses quite often. But again, I cannot stop without saying I've been very lucky with having been presented the opportunity and having had things fall my way.
My next question may not have an answer, but have you had any role models in your professional life, and would you care to share what they look like?
Maybe I should have an answer, but I don't, in the sense I don't have a person as a role model, not just professionally, but even for personal life. But I have a lot of role models. So I think my approach has been whoever I've associated closely enough with to really know whether some positive attribute they have has contributed to them being successful. I've tried to steal it from them or imbibe. And it's obviously my parents, my family, my wife, my kids, people I interact with. So it doesn't really matter who it is. If I think that's something I need or should have, I've taken it. I guess the world is my role model.
That makes sense. Now, let's move on a little bit to your personal life. Your being of Indian heritage, how much does that play into your personal life, your married life? I know you're married to an Indian American as well. Your social life, how much of your Indian heritage play into the personal and social life you lead?
I think it depends on the situation. I mean, it's, I would say if you look at our sort of circle of friends, it's predominantly people of similar background, but I don't know if it's just happen chance or there's something more to it, because my wife and I are pretty open to meeting and engaging with people of all backgrounds. Actually, we welcome that. Actually, my wife says it, but Indians are not a monolith. So it's, even though we might interact with people who are of that background, but they're very different people. Right. We grew up in a state, in a town that has its distinct culture, and people grown up hundreds of miles away from us have a totally different culture on the surface. Yeah, maybe sort of deep down we're similar at some level, but, and it may be easier to sort of find something common and become friends having that Indian background. And it's harder for people who are not Indian, but I mean, we've got plenty of both. But it's definitely predominantly Indian-American people that we associate with.
That's well said, that people outside of India may not know how diverse India itself is.
Yeah.
So even though maybe being of Indian heritage brings you together with other Indian-Americans, there is a lot of diversity there. Lastly, I'm just going to ask you on a personal level, do you ever feel wistful about not being in India? And do you ever feel like spending time in India for an extended period? Or would you go back? Have you ever considered all these?
Last question first, maybe. I don't think we'll ever go back permanently. But you never know. I mean, what the circumstances are going to present themselves. But voluntarily, I don't think we'll ever go back.
Yeah.
Wistful? Maybe a little sometimes, but I think we go back often enough as a family. Both my wife, myself, our parents, my wife's siblings are still there. So we visit them. And last few years, actually, as the parents have gotten older, we've been going there quite a bit. And last year, we spent about 2 months where I worked. And it's with sort of technology being where it is, it's feasible to do that. And I think we'll continue to do that. But overall, I mean, day to day, I don't really... Well, this is home now.
Yes.
This is where life is. This is where kids are. This is where the profession is. So this is home.
How long did you say you've been here?
So I've been here a little over 33 years now. Significantly, majority of my life.
Yeah. Great. Thank you so much. It's been fun. I do have one last question. Are all Indian men as cute as you?
No, not at all.
Arun is my husband. Well, thanks a lot, babe.
Thank you.